Why not? Doesn't it make sense to you that the reason Peter doesn't have to wash all of himself is because he hasn't sinned? He hasn't done anything wrong. He hasn't failed to wash feet. He's not being... His point was he thought Jesus was correcting something, and Jesus says, no, I want to teach you about servanthood. At least I think you ought to think about that last bit that I told you, that the foot washing episode that we dwell on in the Bible is really powerful, but its main emphasis is not correcting the sin of the disciples as I can see it, but the main emphasis of it is Jesus' willingness to say, look, no matter what the setting, the heart of my movement is a willingness to serve others rather than to be served. Now, one of my Jewish friends, teachers, noted, why would you suppose Peter would have been over here at the foot washer place? You suppose he was ticked that he didn't get one of the first two? I don't know. But he noted something that I thought was interesting. If Peter is here, which way does Peter face, up or down? Up. And the Bible says, Jesus said, one of you is going to betray me. Look it up. And Peter and John made eye contact. And Peter said, ask him who? Now, how would you make eye contact? If John is here and he's facing down, where would Peter have to be to make eye contact? He couldn't be up here because then he'd be facing up. If he's facing here, he's looking at the back of John's head, even if he looked over top of everybody else. About the only place where someone in this position could catch eye contact with someone on the other side would be in the first couple of seats on each end. Now again, please don't go there and get caught up if that seems a bit too radical for you. What I want you to see, though, is that whole teaching of Jesus about the foot washing is not just a corrective to the disciples, although we're arguing about who's number one, but it's Jesus' way of demonstrating servanthood. And I think mikvah is at least implied in there. Okay, now let's go to what I think is the heart of the story. Come with me to where it's believed these people lived. We got to leave this study center, which is pretty plain. But it does have running water. It did have shade in this 110-degree desert. And we got to climb these mountains out back because it's believed that the people actually lived in caves and huts on the side of those mountains. Now, let me take you to a place where about 5 years ago, they found what they believe, what some scholars believe, are Essene living quarters. It's a little distance away. Notice the tree growing on the side of that hill. You see it? About the only living thing that you can see, even if you had a microscope, I think. There's a little seep of water there. The scholars found around that little seep of water 40-plus huts. Now, I mean huts. They're just tiny, little, walled-in areas. They're not from me to the front row, and from these steps here to those, oh, they're not even that big. I would guess if you found one 10 by 10, it'd be the biggest one there. They're tiny, and they're just walls, no roof. What's believed is those people came there, and they took those huts, they built those walls, put palm branches over top, and then they lived out in the desert, out in this 120-degree weather with the scorpions and the flies and everything. They lived there for the period of time when their hearts were being prepared to God. Now, when I taught this one time several years ago, somebody raised their hand, it was in a smaller group, and said, yeah, but they were used to living like that in that culture. Let me show you where these priests came from. Now, that's a model. But it's a model of what the houses of the Sadducees looked like. Let me just take you inside. This is an artist's rendering of what their public hall looked like. Ah, my slide washed out. I apologize for that. That is one of the finest mosaic floors that's ever been found anywhere in the Middle East. Water in those two clay jars. Wine in the jar on the right. It's absolutely stunning where these people lived. They may not live at our level of luxury, but these were not people that were used to living in a tent in the desert. These were people who were used to servants, lots of good food, mosaic floor.